So what I mean by that is displacement increases vulnerability, especially for Indigenous women and girls. So what we did is our team monitored risk indicators in host communities. We responded to reports of coercion or unsafe situations, and we intervened early when people went missing from evacuation sites, like I'm talking immediately. And this prevention work is rarely recognized in disaster response planning. No one talks about it, but it's essential to prevent long-term harm. So what became really clear through the wildfire work is that no single system was positioned to hold the full picture. So emergency management focused on infrastructure and numbers, shelters focused on capacity and rules, child welfare, justice, and social service operated in silos, but only if they engaged at all. And so what we tried to do is fill the gaps by operating between the systems and across mandates and doing what our First Nation brothers and sisters needed. So we were able to move quickly, respond to emerging risk, remain attached in situ as situations evolved, and we still remain connected to a lot of our folks today. And we didn't withdraw support when someone didn't fit criteria or follow a linear path. And from an Indigenous lens, this work was about restoring relational accountability in kind of like a context where colonial systems tend to fragment responsibility, and the wildfire evacuation exposed how quickly Indigenous people can fall through the cracks during emergencies and how essential community-led responses are in preventing these cracks from becoming fatal. So ultimately, Red Response's wildfire work demonstrated that disaster response cannot be neutral. So without culturally grounded, experiential-led, and harm reduction-based relational intervention, emergencies like wildfires just exacerbate the same inequities that led to exploitation, disappearance, or death in the first place. So our role was not to replace the emergency systems, but to correct their blind spots, work in the gray, and ensure that most of the vulnerable were not left behind in the rush to address the big visible crisis that was the fire.